It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. President Obama's re-election campaign is now on Tumblr. If you don't know the term Tumblr, learn it. It will mean a lot in next year's presidential election. Tumblr is a blogging system, increasingly popular, especially with young people. Users are encouraged to post someone else's blog entry on their own blog. Marcus Messner teaches mass communications at Virginia Commonwealth University.
It has a community that makes it very easy to spread ideas, spread content. Basically, it's very easy to make something go viral that just click on a button and it's shared.
Well, you can share things on Facebook or on Twitter or some of these other places. What is Tumblr offering that is catching on so much? What are they doing that nobody else can do?
You know, Facebook and Twitter are social media platforms, right? So whatever we post there is always generally very brief. Well, Tumblr is a blogging platform. And so if you think about a strategy and a campaign around a certain topic, you can use Tumblr as your base and then build the viral campaign around that base.
You're publishing the newspaper, and then everybody else is your paper delivery person.
Kind of like that, without the paper.
So the Obama camp can publish items on Tumblr that are easy to send around with the help of a growing community of web-savvy users. This approach is going to look and act differently than what we're used to seeing from campaign advertising. Mika Sifri is the editor of Tech President.
In a time where we are all oversaturated with marketing messages and advertising, the one kind of message that still gets through is a personal recommendation. We all pay attention to word of mouth.
Obama's campaign wants to reach voters and get them to reach other voters. Sifri says that's not unusual.
Every campaign is trying to do this by being a presence on social network sites. But where the Obama campaign goes further is in hiring data mining scientists and predictive modelers who are going to help them sift through all of this raw data and figure out what messages and which people can carry those messages best to the folks they want to reach.
I feel like the 04 presidential campaign was really about blogs and 08 mm-hmm. was maybe about Facebook. What is 12 going to be about?
I personally think that 12 is really about data. So it isn't really about a single tool. It's not Twitter. It's not YouTube. But it's actually in the integration of all of this information. And Obama's team starts out with a huge advantage. They are already spending millions of dollars developing the internal knowledge. For them, this is going to be about mining social intelligence, not just having big presences on social media.
Mika Sifri from Tech President. The Google Transparency Report comes out twice a year. It's all about what the government wants to know about specific Google users as part of criminal investigations. The latest one just came out. Let's break down some of the numbers.
29.
That's the percentage increase in data requests from the government in just 6 months.
11,057.
The number of Americans the government wanted data on.
93.
Percent of those data requests Google complied with, at least in part.
1.
America's ranking among world governments in total number of requests to Google. And
1.
Tech company that issues this kind of report, just Google. As for everyone else, we just don't know. We have a link to Google's report at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.